Welcome to the Low Carb 360 podcast. My name is Jay. I can't tell you guys how excited I am to be doing this show today. I love podcasting. I love to talk. And podcasting has always been a great way for me to clear my thoughts and really get my opinions out there. So here I am today starting my new podcast. Okay, some of you may know me from my YouTube channel. And some of you may know me from my website, lowcarb360.com. And then again, some of you may not know me at all. So I think a great way for me to begin this show is to share my story, and hopefully it will give you an insight into who I am and where I am today in my weight loss journey. I have been blogging and vlogging for a couple of years now. I blog mainly about my weight loss journey because it seems like the one thing I cannot seem to get a control of my whole life. I've always struggled with my weight. In my early 20s, I needed to lose a couple of pounds. And then by my late 20s, I needed to lose a lot more of those pounds. But here's something that may surprise many of you. I have only been on two diets my whole life. And those two diets were Nutrisystem and Weight Watchers. On Nutrisystem, the thought of having prepackaged food arrive to my house already prepared was too much for me to resist. So I ordered the food and was so excited when it arrived. It was okay for the first week or so. Then by the third week, I was so bored with the food and it all tasted the same to me. So that didn't work for me. Then I started to research other diets and I heard a lot of good things about Weight Watchers and the Weight Watchers program. So I joined Weight Watchers a couple of years ago. And I have to tell you that when I was doing Weight Watchers, I loved it. I got to eat whatever I wanted as long as I stayed within my points. I believed in the Weight Watchers program and I really, really wanted it to work for me. So I started blogging about my journey on Weight Watchers, and I even have another podcast show where I journaled my journey on the Weight Watchers program. Now that website, my old website, is still up. It's called weightwatchersblogger.com, and you can view my entire journey on Weight Watchers on that site. I also have old podcast shows that are still available that you can listen to. Okay, so on Weight Watchers, I had a hard time with counting points. This is why a calorie counting program would never work for someone like me. And I never tried one either. I don't have the time to count every morsel of food that went into my body. I find that to be a really annoying and frustrating process. Now, if you are on Weight Watchers, please don't send me angry mail. I'm not saying that it's anything bad with the Weight Watchers program. I'm just saying for me and my personality type, Weight Watchers simply did not work for me. I would lose weight and then gain it back and lose weight, lose 10 pounds here, gain back 20. So it really wasn't working for me. Anyway, I was still doing the whole on and off Weight Watchers dieting thing when I was told by my doctor that I was a type 2 diabetic. Stop the world! I was shocked. It was the worst time in my life. Even though I had a family history of diabetes and I had all the markers of someone who would later on develop diabetes, like obesity, living a pretty sedentary life and all of that, I still was very shocked when I was diagnosed. I felt pretty helpless, alone, and I did not know what my options were. Because really, let's face it, all we ever hear about diabetics are that they lose their limbs, they lose their toes, they eventually go blind, and who wants a future like that? Not me. After about 1 year of kind of grieving about the whole thing and crying my eyes out and asking why, I started to do research online and I found a lot of really good information. I noticed that a lot of people who claim to control their diabetes were on a low-carb diet. At the time, I did not know anything about low-carb dieting. So what I did was I bought a book and I read articles about living the low-carb life. I bought the CD set on the Atkins diet and I played it over and over in my car. I found out that I could live a near to normal life if I control my blood sugars. I was stunned. I could not believe all the information I was getting. For the first time in my life since being diagnosed, I started to feel hopeful. My first thoughts were, why didn't my doctor tell me anything about this? So you know what I did? I made an appointment and I went to see my doctor. I had all the information with me and I explained to her that I found out that low-carb dieting and the Atkins diet can really help me with my diabetes. Now, this is her words back to me and I remember it word for word. This is a quote. This is what she said to me. Yes, you can lose weight on a low-carb diet and you can lose weight on Atkins, but most people seem to not be able to stay on that kind of diet. What? That was my initial reaction after hearing her. I could not believe what she was saying. Why was I not even given the option? So I decided to learn everything I could about the Atkins diet and eating low carb. With the information I found, guys, I was able to control my blood sugar readings. And for those who are diabetic and maybe listening to this podcast, I want to tell you how amazing low-carb dieting is. When I was diagnosed with diabetes, my A1C was at 8.2%. After doing low-carb dieting, my A1C went down to 5.6%. That was my last reading. That's non-diabetic. So I want you guys to know that there is hope. You can control your blood sugar readings and learn to eat healthier and you can possibly live a near to normal life. I do not take any medications for diabetes because my diabetes is being controlled with my lifestyle. I had to change my eating habits and I also work out every day. So that's my story in a nutshell. I know I rambled on a bit. I told you guys I love to talk. My hope for this podcast is that we can learn and laugh together as we take better control of our mind, body, and soul. So I'm going to end the show here today. I will have links to my website and YouTube channel on my show page. You can always email me at lowcarb360@gmail.com. Feel free to send in your questions and show ideas. Also, as you may already know, these shows are live. So feel free to call in. The number to call is 818-572-2931. That number again is 818-572-2931. If you are on a low-carb diet and you have lost significant weight, I would love to hear from you. This show is all about us helping and supporting each other through our journey of weight loss. You can contact me and I would love to interview you. Have a great weekend, everyone. And as always, I thank you all for listening.